This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
Though self-checkout lanes have fallen out of favor and some big-name retailers are looking to close them, experts say this is all about stopping shoplifters.
They're doing it in stores where they feel that they had higher shrink, so they're trying to see if it helps.
Professor Thomas McMillan heads the Center for Retailing Studies at Texas A&M. He says that some younger shoppers like the self-checkout. Walmart announced this month that they are phasing out all the self-checkouts at stores in St. Louis. This comes after a decision by Dollar General, which is returning to regular checkouts at thousands of locations. And Target has begun limiting how many items can be bought in self-checkout lanes. 27-year-old Christopher Austin Bassam was arrested in the 3400 block of Lamar Avenue on outstanding warrants for fraudulent use or possession of identification instruments and forgery of a financial instrument. After the arrest, Bassam was found to be in possession of methamphetamine and was also charged with possession of a controlled substance. His bonds total $106,000, and at last report, he remained in the Lamar County Jail. Paris police are trying to find a runaway teenage girl. Authorities say 14-year-old Madison Treadway's mother told police that she had run away from home on April 6th and never returned. Madison is white, 5'8", and weighs about 180 pounds. She may have dyed her hair green. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact Detective Sergeant Whitaker at 430-228-2732 or any law enforcement agency. Her photo is on our news website. The United Way of Lamar County is once again offering 4 scholarships to graduating high school seniors in Lamar County. Scholarship applications are available in the counselor's office of all area high schools or by emailing srossenuwlc@gmail.com. The application includes an essay on how the United Way programs or one of their partner agencies made an impact. All applications are due by Friday, April 26th, and scholarship recipients will be announced at the United Way's Texas Scholars Award Ceremony on Monday, April 29th. East Texas Giving Day, hosted by East Texas Communities Foundation, is Tuesday, April 30th from 6 a.m. to midnight. 366 nonprofits are participating from 32 East Texas counties. All interests are represented: animals, arts, foster organizations, human services, mental illness, education, and religion. Go to easttexasgivingday.org for more information. You can search by zip code, county, service category, organization name, or city served. Michael Lopez Hernandez was arrested Monday in Hopkins County. He was charged on a warrant for violation of the probation he was on for online solicitation of a minor. 32-year-old Lola Danielle Cherry of Mount Pleasant was arrested Saturday in Titus County for unauthorized use of a vehicle, evading arrest with a vehicle, and a Texas parole violation warrant on an attempted capital murder of a person under 10 years old conviction. A pedestrian was struck by a large truck and killed Friday night while walking across U.S. Highway 69 in Lindale in front of the McDonald's. 60-year-old Bill Darling of Oregon was pronounced dead at the scene. The crash remains under investigation, but police say it appears to have been an accident. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.